Hey, it's me, Glenn Tickle, here with another classic episode of Improvised Wikipedia. When I started re-uploading these last week with the first episode on Cardinals, I thought I might do them in order, but I keep seeing stuff about Super Mario Sunshine because of the Mario 35th anniversary, so I figured I'd throw this one in. Be kind of timely. It's a fun one. It's a game neither of us played, so we're really taking some wild swings in this one, but it's a fun episode, and we'll probably get back to doing them in order next week with, I think, Skyscrapers was the second episode. Anyway, enjoy this one. Have a great weekend. Love you. Bye.
I'm here with my friend Glenn Tickle.
I'm here with my friend John Lunger.
And as always, we are rewriting the entirety of Wikipedia off the top of our damn heads in easy and convenient to listen to podcast form.
So convenient.
So convenient. Are we charging anything for these downloads?
No.
No, they're free.
Free downloads.
Even more convenient.
I mean, if we're being upfront with the audience, we're losing money on this proposition.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Not
I think
a
that's
ton.
Important to put out so the IRS hears it too.
Yeah. Not a lot.
No, like, but more than zero.
Sure. Like any hobby, you're going to drop some
fucking hobbyists.
Drop some money into, I
Goddamn
guess.
Goddamn hobbyists.
Hobbyists.
Hey, so we lost last week, which means we are officially behind.
Which I don't like.
You don't like that I'm keeping score in general.
Well, that's true. But I don't, only because I don't like losing.
Yeah, and we're right now we've won 18. Wikipedia has bested us 19 times.
It's kind of
nine ties.
It's colored my opinions of alpacas, which I think you could hear it in my voice.
Yeah,
last week
you could definitely tell where you're like, oh, we're not winning this, so I'm sad now.
Yeah, no, I meant like I was generally pro alpaca, but now I could take or leave them.
Yeah,
if you were gonna tell me there was like alpaca flu wiping out all the alpacas, I'd be like, you know what?
And like now humans can get it because somewhere in Peru someone fucked an alpaca. That's how that works.
Ain't
right?
It the way.
Is that how that works?
It's how it's worked a couple times, I think.
I don't know. Let's not have a Wikipedia page for that.
Yeah. Or
hey,
eating them if you eat a sick animal, I think.
Oh, really? Oh. Hmm.
So, but as we mentioned, I don't think alpacas get eaten. But now, if people were like, I'm going to start eating them, I'd be like,
yeah, fuck them. I lost.
Chomp them up. Who cares?
Chomp them up.
I'm a point
well,
down. It's their fault.
Let's just dive in,
for
man.
Me not
let's,
knowing more
let's
about
Let's get
them.
Back in the alpaca
let's
saddle.
Let's hop in that saddle and ride an alpaca around this
right.
Here internet.
So, full transparency, we forgot to ask people.
Ooh, straight up forgot. Did not think to do it.
No. So, I got to say, I'm really proud of our duty cyclers, fans of the podcast, because I just went up on Facebook and I said, quick. We need topics.
Yeah, I did.
Wikipedia.
Roughly half an hour ago.
Yeah, and like usually we give it like a full day or two to just marinate.
Yeah, sometimes we end up recording kind of last minute. This was not the case. We had this date set from the last time we recorded, I think. Pretty much locked in, good to go.
Yeah, but we just were slacking.
And we still whiffed it.
We did, but actually our duty cyclers came through. They bailed
they
us out. Because I have 32 suggestions.
Dang, killer.
Might be an improvised Wikipedia record, actually.
It might be. Like, we're not going to record 36 episodes right now. We've
That's
talked
good,
because
we only have 32 suggestions.
Right.
Listen to me, Glenn. Listen when
I
talk.
I thought you said 36.
Well, I got 32, so 1 to 32, big boy.
Well, I don't know. I put one up. We might have four more.
That's fair.
12. I want 12. Give it to me. 12 times.
Oh, this is interesting. I was sort of rooting for this one. I know what I don't know what this is, but
okay.
I know roughly what it probably is.
That's we've been there before.
Right. So, fan of the show, Dan Ford.
Oh, Danny Ford?
Danny Ford Ford.
Danny Ford
made the suggestion of Super D4. Mario Sunshine.
Oh, Super Mario Sunshine.
You know what it is?
I'm aware that it is a video game.
I assume it's a video game. So
not one I've played.
Here's what I'm excited about. How about we approach this a little differently? How about you and I just act like we're pitching Nintendo a game called Super Mario Sunshine?
Into it. And then we see how close.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I don't think I've ever played it.
I had never even heard of it.
I know you've got like a backpack that sprays possibly sunshine. No, water? I think he has the backpack in Smash Brothers.
Is this your pitch, or is this you trying to guess what it actually is?
I'm trying to think of what I know about it and use that as a jumping off point.
Okay. Well, what we know about it is it stars the titular Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
Mario, and Luigi Mario.
What's the Nintendo?
Your parents
man
missed
thing?
A real opportunity to call you Tickle Tickle.
Did they, though?
They sure did.
Did they miss an opportunity, or did they mess up by not changing our last name?
Hey, listeners of this podcast, if you are interested in learning more jokes about Glenn Tickle's last name, check out his first album, Yes, Really. It's very funny. You're going to enjoy that.
Or probably like my next one. And I just
probably. I did a little inline ad for you.
Oh, you're a sweet boy. I don't want to do jokes about my name anymore. Like, my immediate fame goal is I want to be well-known enough that people stop asking me if my name is my real name.
Right. And that makes sense.
I don't see that happening in the near future.
I'm sorry I brought it up, but like, I think it's important that we dwell on the fact that not enough people know that the canon of the Super Mario Brothers is that his name is Mario.
Is the movie canon? I feel like Nintendo might have distanced themselves from the bad movie.
It's canon in my heart.
Like, I mean,
that's
I knew
all that matters.
I knew what you were referencing. So it is in the canon of popular opinion, if that's a thing.
It is now.
You know how like the court,
bottom of a Wikipedia page says the canon of popular
opinion? Yeah, there's
opinion.
Like a court of popular opinion.
Yeah.
That, but with canon and pop culture stuff.
Maybe.
Like, if you ask people what Mario and Luigi's last name is, a lot of them are going to say Mario. I don't know what percentage.
I don't think a lot of people know that. I think a lot of people you hang out with might know that, but I think most people do not.
I do know a lot of people who, I don't know if like is the correct term, but are familiar with the Mario Brothers movie from our childhood. It's not good. It's one of those, we wrote a script, can we just find and replace character names and make this a Super Mario Brothers movie thing? Like they did, I think, with Masters of the Universe.
I think
that was a existing sci-fi script. They're like, well, this will never sell. But if we call Dolph Lundgren He-Man, we can get this in theaters.
Right.
Even though it's got nothing to do with anything, and it doesn't even make sense. And I think a keytar figures prominently into Masters of the Universe.
So, and like the Super Mario Brothers movie sort of feels like a gritty back alley version of Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Yeah. A lot of puppets.
Hmm?
It had a lot of puppets.
It did. Mario.
Mario and Luigi Mario. So we're talking Mario Sunshine. So Reggie Fils-Aimé, I don't think, is in charge of Nintendo America anymore. So I don't think he is who we would be pitching to. I think there's a new Nintendo man named Bowser. I think he took over for Reggie Fils-Aimé.
I vaguely remember there being cutesy articles
yeah,
about the
I don't
guy
know
taking
his first
over
name.
Actually being called Bowser, yeah. Let's just assume it's Bowser.
Bowser. All right.
Yes, Glenn. Glenn and John, I'm
I
so,
don't know that
I am so glad.
Like Monster,
I am so glad you are here to pitch me on your game, Super Mario Sunshine.
All right, so you know how Mario and Luigi Mario, they're plumbers.
Yes, I am aware.
And they get sucked down a magic pipe to the Mushroom Kingdom.
Yeah, I particularly love the part where they're forcibly sucked down that pipe, as opposed to willingly going down it to save someone, Glenn.
Yeah, they just kind of get sucked in there?
Yeah, real sucky. It's a real... pipe sucker of a situation.
They go in
Mario
the pipe
Mario.
Willingly in the movie. See, I'm also pulling from the Super Mario Brothers Super Show as a point of reference, where I think they're just working on pipes one day and fall in a pipe and end up in the Mushroom Kingdom.
Yeah, that was the cartoon one, right?
Yeah.
The one that had like a little bit of live action, but it was mostly cartoon.
It was Captain Lou Albano.
Yeah.
And I forget his name. He had another like,
why are you talking about things that are not this game you're pitching me? Oh. Bowser, Bowser, president and CEO of Nintendo America Inc., a publicly traded company.
Because who played Luigi in that? He had like another prominent sitcom role.
Not John Leguizamo.
No, he was in the movie.
And what about the guy? What about Balky Bartokomis from Perfect Strangers? He'd be a good Luigi.
He would be a good Luigi.
What was his name?
I think we've talked.
Bronson Pinchot. He'd be a great Luigi.
In my friend's movie, Kung Fu and Titties.
That's what we talked about.
Available
yeah.
now? Still? I have no idea. I don't know.
I think that's our new goal. First guest, Bronson Pinchot? Yeah. I think it's doable.
I mean, we've got that one degree of separation. My friend Odie. Like, Odie, I'm going to need Bronson Pinchot's number.
Let's do it.
And he would say, why? And I said, because I want to find out what he knows about rice or whatever the topic is that week.
I think he'd be on board.
I think he would be fun.
Glenn and John, why are you not pitching me game?
Oh, sorry, Bowser.
Sorry, Bowser. You're very small for such an intimidating voice.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to say something back to that. I thought he was going to reply, but he didn't. He knows. You can't see him because you're not in the studio with us duty cyclers.
Right. He sounds like a big monster. He's just a guy.
He's just a guy. He's sitting on the floor. It crisscross applesauce legs.
It sounds like he's just kind of like leaning into the name a little too much, you know?
Like, just because you know lean into tickle doesn't mean I cannot lean into Bowser.
Right,
Bowser.
I don't think you talked like this before you started working at Nintendo.
I don't think you were a comedian before you had the last name of Tickle. It's technically true.
Yeah, I wasn't.
I know, that's how.
I started comedy at 26.
Look, you have exactly 10 minutes to pitch me on what you want to call Super Mario Sunshine. And if you do not please me, I will have you executed.
All right, so Super Mario Sunshine, let's see. Here's my pitch. So you know how Mario is a plumber who hates turtles and mushrooms?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Loves red flowers and yellow stars.
And coins, gotta get that paper.
Gotta get paid, son!
What if he just squirted a bunch of stuff instead?
Yeah. Mario has an industrial-sized reverse wet vac.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a reverse wet vac. It's sort of like Luigi's Mansion, but instead of sucking in ghosts, it's spitting out nasty water that he sucked up from a sub-basement.
Yeah, he's squirting water. It's the opposite of the time my parents' backyard flooded and they were gonna have a picnic, so my dad strapped a shop vac to his back and like sucked up puddles in the backyard all morning.
Yeah, no, he's spraying those puddles.
He's doing the opposite.
He's getting that
he's
moist
making
moist.
Puddles.
He's getting
because
he's making puddles.
The Mushroom Kingdom done got nasty.
Done got nasty, and we all know that fungus needs humidity and moisture in order to thrive.
Yeah. So the Mushroom Kingdom got filthy because bad guys just pooped everywhere.
So much poop.
Like,
and so who do you call when you've got
dookie issues?
You call the plumber.
You get a plumber. And Mario's like, well, the pipes are working fine. It's just that all the bad guys aren't using them. I don't know if the Mushroom Kingdom had flushing toilets before Mario got there. But look, the guy is a plumber. Plumber's got a plumb. You got to assume rose to celebrity status pretty quick in the Mushroom Kingdom. So if he's going to make one improvement, toilets.
Right, yeah. Turtles. It's like a time machine kind of scenario, right? Like he's so different than everybody else in that kingdom that, of course, everybody knows Mario the plumber.
Right. Like the first time he's got to dump out in the Mushroom Kingdom and Toad is like, what do you mean toilet?
Yeah.
He'd be like,
Toad's like, what do you mean dump out? What do you mean? I don't understand those words. Dump out? Daddy, what do you mean, Daddy?
What do you think Toad calls it?
What do you mean, Daddy? Toad calls it a little stool.
Of course he does, you genius. Of course he does. Right, so he's like, Toad, I got to dump out. Where's your turlet? And Toad's like, I don't know what you're talking about. We leave little stools. He's like, right, but you plop them into water and flush them away. And he's like, nah, man.
And so Mario goes, how do you I think got just
we
the
fertilize
thing
our
this.
Heads.
And so he goes into his magic backpack and he pulls out this reverse wet vac.
Well, I think he just makes a regular toilet first.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I was going back to the game.
Oh, no,
yeah, yeah,
I'm
no,
still
no.
on the toilet.
You're entrenched in the mythology of our version of Super Mario
So then
Sunshine.
Mario builds a toilet, probably also out of a
Would toilet
muscle.
Building be part of gameplay?
Yes, it would.
I'm listening.
Because it comes into play later. So he builds a toilet. Toad's like, that is great. You don't just have to leave little turds everywhere. I'm on board. So the mushroom people get way into toilets. Big fans. A plus all around. Mario very busy with his plumbing business now.
Side note, I think actually when we do the toilet episode eventually of this podcast.
Have we not? No, we've done showers.
We did showers. When we do the toilet episode, I think one of like people being enthusiastically on team toilet is something that history tends to gloss over the fact, you know?
Somebody wasn't.
Yeah. Somebody was like, I just don't understand why we have to change.
I like walking through my yard in the middle of the night in the dark and pooping in an outside closet hole.
What am I going to do with all these pots that I have dedicated to sleeping chambers? I'm not going to put a plant in there. That's gross. My stools go in there.
Big bed chamber. Big chamber pot was probably against it.
Yeah.
So toilets sweep the Mushroom Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
But then you know who shows up. Bowser, the bad one, not you.
Okay.
The bad guy Bowser, whose voice you're poorly imitating to try to, I guess, lean into the fact that you work at Nintendo and your last name is Bowser.
Do you want me to hire you? Do you think that this is a good strategy when pitching someone?
Yeah, you nag the
local comedian Glenn Tickle.
Oh, how dare you?
I'm Bowser. How dare you? This is my castle, princess.
I'm going to stomp on your head 3 times.
My only weakness! No!
So Bowser shows up with all his turtles and mushrooms and mean fish. They don't know about the toilets. So you know what they do? It's poop everywhere. Super Mario Sunshine is the cleanup effort of the earlier games. So Mario has liberated the Mushroom Kingdom from Bowser's control. He has rescued his beloved princess. But there are so many dead turtle bodies and piles of bad guy turds.
And empty shells and broken bricks.
Yeah. Like, there's aftermath to war. Right. Somebody's got to clean it up.
What's that comic book? The one that talks about the people that, like, clean up after superheroes?
The Wrecking Crew?
Yeah. Maybe? I
think so.
Something like that.
No, that's the documentary about, like, session musicians. Cleanup Crew. They might just be called Cleanup Crew.
But yeah, same concept, right? Like, Loki fucks shit up in New York. Somebody's got to pick up.
Somebody's
got to
get all those turds up.
Yeah, it's the beginning of the first Spider-Man movie in the MCU. The Vulture is cleaning up.
Yeah. Somebody's got to do it. And for some reason, it's Mario.
Well, I think the reason is because he's a plumber and it makes sense.
It's just good business.
It's good business. He's got that contract. He's got that sweet Mushroom Kingdom contract.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an official vendor. He's approved. He's vetted.
I think...
He also probably has some guilt, right?
For killing all the turtles and mushrooms?
Yeah, a lot of those corpses are a direct result of his actions.
Mean cactuses?
Yeah. And suns that spin around and get real close to the ground.
Yeah. So he's trying to wash away the
dookies.
The dookies of war and his own guilt.
Yeah.
With his magic water backpack.
Okay, so let's talk about gameplay. How would you describe what we'd actually be doing?
Moist.
Just moist.
Just
wet and saucy, Daddy.
Just a hot stream of fun.
Yeah. Secrete that for the kids, huh?
So there's a peripheral that attaches where the rumble pack goes on the N64.
It just sprays you gently with a mist every once in a while.
Just squirts you in the face. It's like, oh, you really calm down. Like when you're trying to get your cat off the counter.
Got a little spray bottle.
Yeah, yeah. Like one of those, but for fun. And I think the game has not too overt, but it's there, like, environmental messages.
I did not think that's where you were going, and I'm relieved.
Okay. What were you thinking?
Oh, I thought you were going to go straight sexual.
No. They're like, hey, don't shit all over your planet, or Mario needs a magic backpack to squirt you, with in the face.
Squirt you in the face is like my 69.
So he,
I can't not giggle when you say it. Hey, this is not episode 69. We discovered that, right?
No.
Last week's episode, we got very excited because we thought this might be it.
We thought it might be coming up. It is coming up, but because we did the reissues, I don't remember if I counted those or not.
Cool.
I can check right now.
No, it's fine. We're
I don't want to blow past it.
But we're on a ticking clock. I think the important part is that when we figure out which episode it is, we're going to blow it up for you, baby.
Relative
term. Glenn Tickle's 69 Extravaganza on the Improvised Wikipedia podcast.
I would love to do one on 69. Like, why that's funny.
Did you forget I'm here?
Yeah, sorry, I did. So Mario's got to clean up the Mushroom Kingdom.
Yeah, you've said that like 9 different ways.
He's
now.
Got his magic backpack.
He's squirting stuff in the face.
He's
sure.
Trying to spray off turds.
Is it a side scroller? Is
no,
it a puzzle
it's
game?
Like,
what is it?
Like 3D, like Super Mario 64 was.
Oh yeah, I think that's a good idea. I was gonna say world builder, but that's not right.
No.
We're not. We're clean. It's a world cleaner.
Yeah, you gotta clean that world. Yeah, I mean, there's still bad guys in it, but I think that's where kind of the environmental messaging comes in, where like the bad guys
are pollution based.
Like, there's a Dookie monster. There's a trash pile monster.
There's a Dookie dragon.
There's Ben Youngerman. There's just like a big bacteria, and then you
just
have,
like, a dumpster zord.
Yeah, sort of like. Some of the Power Ranger villains were like, a big pile of...
Or like the Toxic
Diapers.
Avenger.
Yeah. Or yeah. Captain Planet bad guys. Were like, I love one-time use plastic straws. Rah, I'm going to get you.
I don't think it's a good sign, but Bowser just walked out of the room.
Well,
he didn't say anything to us, didn't make eye contact. He just quietly
strolled
got
out.
And strolled out. I don't think he bought our game.
Well, I think the fact that there is already a game called Super Mario Sunshine.
It's fair.
I think their interest in another one pitched by two dinguses.
Well, let's just make some guesses here. What system do you think Super Mario Sunshine is for?
The Cube.
The GameCube?
The GameCube.
Explains why I don't know it.
That's same. I think if it was 64, I probably would have fucks with it. Same with the Wii. So the GameCube's in between there.
Definitely was not Super Nintendo.
No.
So that, yeah, GameCube is a reasonable.
I think it would have to have been way later than Super Nintendo.
I mean, is there an off chance that it's not a game and it's just some sort of extension of the Super Mario Brothers brand, whether it's like a bad movie or toy or something like
There's
that?
There's a chance, but I don't think a good one. I'm almost positive it's a game.
Good.
Where you run around spraying shit with a backpack.
Cool. Well, you want to take a break and I can pull it up and we'll see how we did. I mean, that's...
Throw some hard facts at it.
You almost said hard dicks.
Hard.
Why would we throw hard dicks at
it? Throw hard dicks at it. Children's video game.
A little concerned.
I do think GameCube. Let's throw a year in there. Maybe when I was in college.
So like 2004?
Sure. That's why I was in college then.
All right. Well, we're going to step aside. We're going to...
Yeah, I don't have anything.
I don't have anything else.
I like my Doogie rants, but I don't have any actual information to provide.
All right. When we come back, we will pull up the official Wikipedia page for Super Mario Sunshine. Hey, friends, it's me, John, and only John from the Improvised Wikipedia podcast.
You son of a bitch!
What? Oh, Glenn, hey, man, I didn't think you were here. I was recording.
I knew it! I knew this happened without me.
Would you believe it's the first time?
You mother lover.
I do love my mom.
I bet your mom's great.
She is. Well, I mean, now that you're here, you want to jump on board and do a little ad read with me?
No.
Oh, no.
No, I want to sit here silently in judgment while you do it, knowing what you did.
All right. Cool. So, just very clear.
This is an audio meeting.
I'm
going to
handle
it,
this ad read in its entirety, and you're not going to add anything.
I am mad dogging John right now while he does his ad read.
All right. Cool. Hey, Duty Cyclist, John here from the Improvised Wikipedia podcast, and I am so thrilled that we have a great sponsor for this week's episode.
He doesn't care what it is.
Glenn's not here, so it's my job to tell you all about the movie Buckaroo Banzai, our proud sponsor of this week's episode. Do you like science fiction but want to be bored? You should try Buckaroo Banzai.
It's doing a mean thing right now.
Have you seen movies from the 70s that are good and think you might like another good movie? Well, guess what? Don't watch Buckaroo Banzai. It's boring trash for dumb people.
It wouldn't even be a good ad. Why would they pay us to say mean things about
Buckaroo? Do you like off-brand science fiction that reminds you of stories that are better, but definitely not the one you're watching? Why don't you go ahead and slip Buckaroo Banzai into that VHS player you have?
Because
it's not been released on Blu-ray, because it trash.
It's on Blu-ray and DVD, special editions of each.
Do you like Christopher Lloyd, but not enough to watch good things that he's in? Buckaroo Banzai is all for you.
You're going to jail for this. I'm calling the Hong Kong Cavaliers. They're going to come get you.
Use promo code ImprovWikiPod and don't buy this terrible movie.
Use promo code Johnkin. Eat farts.
And we are back from what I assume was an amazing, amazing...
Probably great. I don't see why it wouldn't be.
Ad read. I've got in front of me the Super Mario Sunshine Wikipedia page, and on the right-hand column, I see a picture of a Nintendo GameCube game called Super Mario Sunshine, huh?
I don't know that we need to be that braggy about pinning down which... decade and a half it fell into. Like,
you know what, sometimes you just gotta be proud of what you did,
all right,
and not worry about what you could
I feel
have
like
done.
The easiest thing we could have identified is whether or not it was a video game.
Super Mario Sunshine is a 3D platform game developed and published by Nintendo for the GameCube. It was first released in Japan on July 19th, 2002, and was later re-released in North America, Europe, and Australia.
How much later? 2004?
I'll
accept the U.S.
No, it was the
public,
same. It was just later over here.
2002? Yeah, pretty close.
The game takes place on the tropical Isle Delfino.
Delfino!
While Mario, Toadsworth, Princess Peach, and five Toads are taking a vacation.
Mario, comma, Toadsworth.
Yeah, comma,
okay.
Princess Peach.
Is Toadsworth Toad?
I can click through. You want me to?
Yeah.
It was just a link. It was
that's not like...
It's not his own page. It was
Toad
a
Prime
tag.
Or whatever.
No, Toadsworth is an elderly Toad, but we'll get there.
Oh, Toad.
Okay. Oh, I got to go back. That was a different page. It was a different page. All right, cool. So they're on Tropical Isle Delfino. Mario, Toadsworth, Princess Peach, and Toad. Five Toads are taking a vacation. A villain resembling Mario, known as Shadow Mario, vandalizes the island with graffiti, and Mario gets blamed for the mess. Mario is ordered to clean up Isle Delfino using a device called the Flash Liquidizer Ultra Dousing Device, or FLUD, while saving Princess Peach from...
I hate a bad acronym.
Shadow Mario. Super Mario Sunshine received critical acclaim, with reviewers praising the game's graphics, soundtrack, Mario's array of moves, and the addition of Flood as a mechanic. It says that. I don't understand why. A game mechanic, I guess? Is that the right word? Okay, got it. Some critics criticized the game's camera control. Game sold over 5 million copies worldwide by 2006, and is the third best-selling GameCube game of all time. There you go.
Well, bully for you, Mario Sunshine.
There's a section on gameplay, but I want to skip to plot, because that, I think, is much more interesting.
Yeah.
All right. The game takes place on Isle Delfino, which is shaped like a dolphin and comprises 10 primary locations.
Does Delfino mean dolphin?
I don't think so. I think it just sounds like dolphin. Could be wrong, though. The island is mainly inhabited by the races of the, oh boy, Pianatas and Nokis? I thought it was Pinatas at first. It's spelled similarly. That's why I said, oh boy. Delfino Plaza is Isle Delfino's largest city and the game's main hub. Mario sets out for Isle Delfino for a vacation with Princess Peach, her longtime steward Toadsworth, and several other toads. Upon a rough plane landing at the island's airstrip, they find that once pristine island had been polluted and plastered with graffiti. As a result of this pollution, sun-shaped objects called shine sprites, the island's source of power, have disappeared,
and the island is
covered in perpetual shadow. To help with cleaning the airstrip, Mario finds a Flash Liquidizer Ultra Dousing Device, or Flood, a powerful water cannon, which is toted like a backpack, and is created by Professor E. Gadd.
Come on. I know you're a kid's game, but you can do better than that.
Mario defeats a giant slime-covered piranha plant and restores the airstrip, but he is subsequently arrested by two Pinata police officers
who
accuse him of vandalizing Isle Delfino with graffiti.
And he is summarily executed for his crimes.
No, he's put on
trial.
It's
a dark game.
He's put on trial, which turns out to be a mere kangaroo court where the judge immediately finds him guilty, for which he is clearly not, by the way, and orders him to clean up the graffiti and recover the shine sprites in spite of Princess Peach's objection to the ruling. He is forbidden from leaving the island until he does so. So the next day, after spending the night in a cell, Mario begins his adventure to find a way to clear his name and locate the real criminal while restoring tranquility and order to Isle Delfino. So in a manner of speaking, place is covered in dookies and he's got to clean up.
Yeah. They mentioned pollution, so that was kind of like the stuff I was talking about. Not bad for a game neither of us have played. Like, we didn't really nail the plot, but there's some overlap.
Oh my gosh, yeah. The culprit seen spreading the graffiti is a shadowy figure known as Shadow Mario because he resembles Mario.
But not Wario?
No, not Wario. Shadow Mario wields a magic paintbrush that he uses to create graffiti, including portals that lead to other parts of Isle Delfino.
Like in the peanut butter cure?
Like in the what?
The peanut butter cure?
You're using words that I understand individually, but when
there's
combined,
this weird
I don't
movie
know.
Called The Peanut Butter Cure where they make magic paintbrushes out of, I want to say, the hair of children with cancer. So, right, you go through cancer treatments, frequently lose your hair. So there's the peanut butter cure to grow your hair back, but then some guy tries to steal your hair to make magic paintbrushes that I think makes paintings come to life or makes portals. I think it used to be on HBO a lot when we were small children.
You okay?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is everything okay at home?
I'm going to look up if this is a real movie, because if it's not... Man, what a weird, very specific set of memories I have about it.
When Shadow Mario kidnaps Princess Peach, Mario follows them to Pina Island, home of Isle Delfino's theme park. There, Mario encounters Mecha Bowser, a gigantic Bowser robot that shoots bullet bills and is being controlled by Shadow Mario. Mario defeats Mecha Bowser by firing water rockets at it while riding a roller coaster.
Yeah, like you do.
Yeah. It is revealed that Shadow Mario's real identity is Bowser Jr., the son of Bowser.
Oh.
Like Flood, Bowser Jr.'s paintbrush was also created by Professor E. Gadd. Bowser Jr. turns the remains of Mecha Bowser into a hot air balloon and escapes again with Princess Peach, having been told by Bowser that Peach is his mother. That doesn't feel true. He is last seen heading for
Bowser Jr.'s mother is Peach?
Yeah,
that's what he's told.
That's what Bowser told him, yeah.
Okay.
So Bowser's like...
Probably not accurate.
Probably not. He's last seen heading for Corona Mountain, a volcano where Bowser is holding a family vacation of his own. Aww. After Mario beats Bowser Jr. in all nine areas, a flood falls upon Delfino Plaza, opening a cave that leads into Corona Mountain. Mario enters the volcano and, after getting through the inner cave, reaches Bowser and Bowser Jr., who are sitting in a hot tub in the sky. I thought they were in a volcano. Huh. Mario defeats them by flipping over the hot tub, thus rescuing the princess but causing them to fall from the sky. Bowser and Bowser Jr. land on a platform in the ocean, while Mario and the princess land safely on a small island. However, Flood becomes damaged during the landing. The Shine Gate's power is restored, and the Toads repair Flood shortly afterwards, and Mario, Princess Peach, and the others resume their vacation. Meanwhile, Bowser admits to his son that Princess Peach was not really his mother, but Bowser Jr. responds that he already knows, and he would like to battle Mario again when he is older, making his father proud. After the credits, if the player has collected less than all 120 Shine Sprites, a picture shows Piantissimo, a sprinter that Mario raced during the game, finding the brush that Bowser Jr. used to vandalize Isle Delfino. However, if the player has collected all 120 Shine Sprites, a picture of the entire cast with the words, "Have a relaxing vacation," is displayed instead.
That's nice.
What's the peanut butter cure verdict, my friend?
It is called the peanut butter solution.
Oh.
Not cure. Okay. My mistake. It was a 1985, year after Buckaroo Banzai came out, Canadian film. This is the description on IMDb. Peanut butter is a secret ingredient for magic potions made by two friendly ghosts. 11-year-old Michael loses all of his hair when he gets a fright and uses the potion to get his hair back. But too much peanut butter causes things to get a bit hairy. So his hair, if I remember correctly, his hair starts growing uncontrollably.
How are we not famous?
But his,
we could do that.
Let's write just a bad movie about peanut butter?
Yeah, let's just do it. When this is done, let's do it. We got cookies here for inspiration.
We do, and I am way behind on a script proposal I was supposed to have done a while ago.
No, let's do it.
So we can, it's going to have a lot more peanut butter in it than was originally, but.
So there's a couple other sections here, one on the reception of the game, and then there's a critically legacy acclaimed section.
Legacy!
Yeah, you want to read the legacy section?
I would say it's a bit, it probably references the fact that the backpack is in Smash Brothers and.
Yeah, I mean, it just kind of talks about how a lot of the villains in this game and Luigi's Mansion and other Mario spinoffs tend to be the same. You know, they've got, you know, a shared universe kind of a thing.
But here you go.
In Super Smash Bros. Brawl, Mario uses Flood as a new special move that does no damage but pushes opponents away.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. This is a tough one. It's not a great page.
Not very fleshed out. The plot, there was some overlap. Obviously, a lot less Dookie referenced in the Wikipedia page, but you got to think, like, you can't call it Dookie in a Nintendo game, right? That's rated E for everyone.
Yeah.
You just have to say graffiti and not monster turds and dead bodies everywhere. So I think they called it graffiti for the children, but in their hearts, they knew it was Dookie.
Yeah. I got to tell you, man.
Shadow Mario was pooping all over the Isle of Delfino, and everyone knows it.
I don't feel like I lost. I really don't. I don't know, man. I think we had a solid game pitch.
I would like to play a game where Mario plums.
Yeah.
And, like, cleans up turds. Because why is he a plumber, really? What does that bring to anything in the games? The fact that he is a plumber, that doesn't pay off once.
They don't ever have a plunger.
He occasionally travels through pipes,
mm-hmm.
but everybody does in that. Well, that's not, he doesn't need to be a plumber to do that.
Right. It's like you don't need to be a subway technician to ride a subway train.
Sure. Fair point. I'm saying I want a game where Mario needs to fix your sink in a timely fashion.
Under budget.
Yeah, get it under budget. Because you got to get those good Angie's List reviews.
I don't know, man. We said moist a lot.
Yeah.
I think we won.
I'll take it.
I would much rather play our game than this critically acclaimed nonsense. It's a win. We're back.
It seems
we're
like
tied.
You're abandoning your scoring.
Why? When I do something by playing that
fast and loose, I'll take it.
I was gonna say, why are you fucking shitting all over this when this is what you ultimately want, big boy?
Our game is better than this game. Yes. The game where Mario cleans up Dookie with a magic backpack
is better
than bad Mario, who's really Bowser Jr. Who
and
thinks
he wants to make him proud. Shut up and clean up the dead bodies and shit.
Get out of here! It's all about turds and magic backpacks.
We win. We tie
things
it back up.
Don't need backstories where people think another prominent character is secretly their parent.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I say we win.
You're right, we do.
Yeah. Oh, man, everything's feeling great. Good ad read, got a win this week. Everything's great. Love you, Glenn.
Yay, friendship. And Dookie.